Voice Marketing Radio Network. Welcome to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour open phones. Give us a call. Now, here's your host, Griff.
And this open phone segment is brought to you by 6-Bit Software, your all-in-one platform for creating, sending, and managing eBay listings right from your desktop. Hurry up! Call us, 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. Hey, you know what I did this last weekend?
What did you do?
First time ever.
What did you do?
Karaoke.
Oh, it can be fun or it can be really gruesome.
It was pretty fun.
You have a nice voice, though, and you have good pitch. So what did you sing?
Well, a lot of songs, but it was...
You sang a lot of songs.
Well, because it wasn't a public karaoke event, which I was confused by. There are these places now where you can go and you can rent a room. And, like, a group of your friends can go.
We have a bandstand in our living room with microphones and stuff, so we are the real karaoke.
Right. But it was okay. I mean, I was very... One of our group, this guy who's pretty quiet, and he's an artist, he's a great singer. I said, hey, we should actually get together and
do something.
He was shockingly good. It was fun. It was hot. These little rooms get hot, so...
Well, it can be fun. People are always trying to get me to do it, and I won't go up there. But I think John and I did it years ago a couple of times at a country bar or something, you know.
Yeah, because it can go really wrong.
Hey, you remember Tim in Fort Wayne, Indiana, who called us about 45 minutes ago,
yes,
and we didn't have time for him?
Yeah.
He's on the line with us right now.
Oh, okay.
So, Tim, have you ever karaoke'd?
No, but... Actually, not to burst Griff's bubble, but if you don't do it in public, it doesn't count.
I feel the same. So I felt the same way. And I used to sing in public, so I know. But I thought, why am I doing this for my friends? Strangers. Because your friends will be nice. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
If you miss a note, they'll go, oh, that was great. Strangers give you the truth.
You know? If you have no chance of embarrassing yourself, it doesn't count.
It does. I couldn't have put it better, Tim. I want that on a T-shirt. If there's no chance of embarrassing yourself, it's not worth it.
No risk taking there.
No. But Tim had a question.
Yes, he did.
Yes, and you kind of answered my question, my initial question, that the original has to be returns was an opt-in. There was no really preferences to check or anything like there is now.
Yeah, it was very bare bones. Yeah, it was bare. It was not.
Yeah, so we signed up in 2013 when that was implemented with a discount of some sort. I can't remember exactly the discount it was, but so we've been doing it for 2 years, and it works seamlessly. I mean, there's really no contact with the buyer at all, so everything's just, once they file for the return, we just wait for it, and we give them the return when it comes in.
Sure.
But the other day, we had a return, well, it's about a month ago now, and we were waiting for the return, didn't hear anything back, because sometimes people just don't return.
Yeah,
they go through the process, but they don't finish it. So,
right. No
biggie. Well, all of a sudden, the other day, we noticed that he filed a case against us.
Hmm.
Right. Well, that's odd. And 6 minutes later, the case was already closed by eBay. Also odd.
Yeah.
So I called customer service and asked, you know, what's supposed to do? You know, we take all returns for any reason. And apparently, in our settings, in our eBay return preferences, there were three boxes that were not checked. So my question is, my comment is, people need to check those preferences, because with being part of the has to be returns, I personally had no idea that I had to go through and set more preferences, because I have never been to that page before.
What are these three preferences you're talking about?
Well, there's a total of 9 preferences, but the 3 preferences that were unchecked were... missing parts or pieces, arrived damaged, or doesn't seem authentic. So I guess my argument is, if someone was part of the has to be returns originally, taking returns for any reason, then when eBay implemented these preferences on September 23rd, 2015, all these checkboxes should have been marked off for a seller that is part of the has to be returns.
I would think so, yeah.
But
I agree.
Apparently they're not.
No, that's not good.
Yeah, so we received a defect for that, and I've called customer service 2 or 3 times, and no one will do anything for me, because they just say, well, you didn't have those settings. And I'm like, we had no idea those settings had to be set, because we're part of that program that I never had to worry about it.
So send me forward the details to griffin@ebay.com. I'll see what we can do. I can't make any promises, but if it sounds like, based on your past history, that you were more than willing to take for all these reasons.
So. Why these three checkboxes would be unchecked.
Yeah.
Because, like I said, for any reason. The philosophy is I would rather have a customer return the item than to damage it on purpose to get a return.
Yeah.
So send it. Nobody's purpose.
Send it to me. We may be able to do something.
Okay, I've already got the email written up. I just want everybody else to know that they need to check those preferences, because personally, I should have known that those preferences were there.
Yes.
But I never worried about it because of already being in part of the house for returns.
We get it, and we get your frustration.
And I
feel the same way.
So I'm on my page, Tim, we're double-checking to make sure they're all checked, and they're all checked now. They were. So, yeah, I see what you mean. There is a total of 9 return reasons where you send a refund automatically or approve a return, and I have all of them set up to check. I don't care what the reason is. Here's your return. Here's your refund. So send the details to me, because it sounds like this was not an intentional. I'm not going to issue this return, and it shouldn't count as one. So we'll see what we can do.
Well, then when I actually called about it, they said, "Well, we can open up a case and have them return the item, because it's a new item. I can get my money back from my supplier. That's another reason why returns are no big deal."
Yeah.
The buyer never responded. They actually closed the case 2 days ago, and I called again today to see if that would eliminate the defect, and sure enough, it will not.
Okay, you need to get in touch with Griff.
Just send the details to griff@ebay.com, see what we can do. But yeah, it's a good caution. Make sure you've got your settings. You should always check all of your settings, and you can do that by going to My eBay account, site preferences, and then there's all your selling preferences. And it would behoove any seller to go through and make sure that they're set in a way that you intend, so that there's not something like this missing. But yeah, send it to griff@ebay.com. I'm happy to find out if we can get something done.
Tim, thank you for bringing that to our attention.
Yeah,
because we all should look at our settings.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much, Tim. We appreciate it. Now we're going to go from Fort Wayne, Indiana, to right here in San Diego, California.
Ah.
Carl in San Diego, known as Carl Marx on eBay Radio. Remember Carl? Hey, Carl. Long time no talk. What's your question or comment?
Power to the proletariat, Carl.
I ran through, did my DSR report, and I still notice I still get dinged with threes on the handling time. Unexplained, because I have the one-day handling option, and I'm...
Yeah.
And I don't see why I should be open to getting the threes on that. And I've heard from other people that could affect me in the search or in the Cassini.
No, so let's immediately disabuse you and your friends of that notion. DSRs have been decremented to zero. They have zero impact on search, zero impact on your performance standards. Someone might actually get the opinion, or might actually think, that eBay may someday get rid of DSRs, and you could think that, but I couldn't comment, obviously. But they have no impact. Do not even worry about them. Do not go and run a report.
Yeah, I stopped worrying about it when I mentioned to somebody. I wasn't really concerned on that. It's just my only concerns are when a post office system craps out, and I got to spend 2 months on eBay calling up just to get something removed. That was not due to me being late under this new thing.
Yeah, so, if you have a post office that is not providing you with accurate and timely tracking information, you can send the details of that to the shipping team. And I'm happy on a radio show to be the conduit for that, because I don't think Nate Halen wants to give out his email address.
Now, why did they wait so long on not implementing due to the issues with the outages that the post office has from time to time? Now,
because this,
I experienced a tracking outage back in September 29th.
Right.
And it was out here in California.
Right. So let me explain,
yet
Carl.
The item showed up fine and dandy in
Carl.
Georgia.
Yeah.
But yet I was treated as not being on my handling time, and I got a late slap, even though it got delivered on time.
So,
but because it's considered dead tracking by FedEx, because it was a smart post, but it went through post office.
So what do you think, Griff?
I'm not a big fan of smart post, for one thing. I would never use it.
For certain things I use, and it's been better than the post office, I can tell you that.
Yeah.
Your thoughts, Griff.
So I ship almost every day using USPS. I have never had a late shipment. Never.
I've had, I can't say that the post office. That's why I switched over to FedEx Smart or I use Ground. But
you do know. So let me explain something, though. You know that SmartPost takes longer to get there.
There was a post office outage on the 28th that the system didn't count for.
What do you mean a post office? What do you mean by a post office outage?
They when I had taken the package in, I received my receipt, which has the acceptance scan. The acceptance scan never showed up on the 29th. That was the day I shipped it because I was paid on the 28th.
Right.
And I checked it. There were still no updates to scans here in California by October 2nd. It wasn't until October 4th that the first scan showed up when it arrived into Georgia.
Right, but that's not
it arrived on time for delivery.
But Carl, that's not indicative of a system-wide problem. So USPS...
It is when it was in Texas. Texas, no, the postal system, computer system was crashed. That so, knocked everything out for a while.
So I'm not aware of this. Let me tell you something. Our shipping team our shipping team has contacts daily with USPS, so they are aware of when things happen.
Well, that was back in October, I think.
That was back in October, I'd have to ask. But in the meantime, Carl, my advice to sellers is to stop worrying about acceptance scans. Stop right now. And when we come back, I'll tell you why. Because you're going to drive yourself into a frenzy. So I'll explain my advice when I get back. This open phone segment was brought to you by 6-Bit Software. We'll be right back with our final segment of today's eBay Radio Show.
Never go to the post office again. That's what Stamps.com has in mind for every eBay seller. So we've created a custom program just for you. It's a double freebie. A free program for eBay sellers and a bonus 5-pound shipping scale. Shipping and handling fee required. The free program is custom designed with all the great features you've come to love with Stamps.com. Get your double freebie at Stamps.com/eBay Radio. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.
I haven't been in a thrift shop in ages. How great is this teddy bear?
That's really cute. And you know, plush animals usually do really well in my eBay store.
I didn't know you sell on eBay.
I sure do. I find lots of great things to resell at secondhand stores. You'd be surprised at how valuable some of these items are.
Well, how do you know what to sell?
I use my Terapeak mobile app. I just search for a few keywords and Terapeak finds matching eBay sales. I can look up the value for just about anything in the store, and I can even check which items are most likely to sell on eBay.
That's so clever! How did you hear about Terapeak?
I went to Terapeak.com and signed up for a 7-day free trial. It's easy to get started, and they offer free training content.
Smart sellers use Terapeak, the leading eBay research solution. Sign up for your free trial today at Terapeak.com. That's TERAPEAK.com.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community, number 358.
When the unexpected happens in your eBay business, you've got to find a way to keep going. Charlene Anderson is known on eBay as top-rated seller, purveyor all things creative. She says don't give up.
There's not a day that goes by in my business that something doesn't go wrong, that problems don't come up, that things just aren't smooth sailing. And that's part of the deal that you sign up for when you sign up to be an entrepreneur. You have to know what you really want. In eBay land, do you really want an eBay business? Because if you do, you'll find a way to move around those obstacles that come in your way if you really want to do it.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome. Welcome back to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour with your host, Griff.
And today's very last segment is brought to you by Adisha, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping. When we left, we were on the line with Carl. I wanted to talk to you about acceptance scans. Stop worrying about them. They're not a requirement. If you get one, they preclude, and it shows that it was accepted within your stated handling time, they preclude any other bit of signal or information that we look for. What's important is to just get your items into the mail within the stated handling time that you say you will, and let the chips fall where they will. I know that occasionally something will go late. If you see that you have a package that's going to be late for whatever reason, and it's a USPS issue or it's a carrier issue, my advice is to contact the buyer, let them know that you're tracking the item and that it may arrive later than the estimated delivery window. But just let them know you're aware of it so that it's not something that you're not paying attention to. In a situation like that, a buyer is more apt when they leave feedback to say, yes, the item arrived on time. If they don't say anything and the item arrives on time, you're fine. But I'm seeing sellers knock themselves out over acceptance scans. Stop. Stop knocking yourself out over something like an acceptance scan. If you're not getting the acceptance scan and your post office should be doing it, rather than calling eBay, you can contact the post office and say, you're supposed to scan packages. If you don't, I'm going to ask eBay to contact your rep. And what you can do is just send an email to me with the details of the post office, the zip code, and what happened. I'll forward it to Nate. Nate calls them every day with a list of reported post offices, and the USPS does have their bosses call the post office and say, you've got to scan packages. I just talked to a seller yesterday who said they were sent in a report. They were surprised the next time they went in. They were very deferential, the clerks, and they scanned everything, and they said, oh, we have to scan. We were told we have to scan. So in the meantime, stop.
I have contacts with my local district office and all the others here. And
yeah.
Anytime something has come up, it's gone to where they know me very well, and now it's more, well, if you don't like what we're doing, just use a different shipper. I'm going, well, wait a minute.
Right, so that's not the right answer. That's not the right answer. The answer is USPS regulations now require their employees to scan all packages on request when they come in or if they have a barcode. If you have a post office that's not doing that, contact me if you like with the information. I'll provide it to Nate. And we are telling USPS and they are telling their reps that they're supposed to scan. That's how this works. But in the meantime, stop worrying about it. What's your late shipment rate?
I haven't had any issues of late.
So why are you worrying? What's the worry?
Although I shouldn't say that. Other than that one, I've had a couple of others. Well, it has to do that. My concern is more to deal with the problems where they have misdirected a lot of parcels to the wrong part.
How many times has that happened? What's the rate for your misdirection?
Let's see. Counting out 400 times that they've misdirected.
What?
400.
400?
400 misdirected packages and within 4 years, 4.5. Yeah. This year alone, this past year, they were at about 100. A little over 100 or more. And
100 misdirected packages?
To me as a buyer, by the way.
What's that?
And that doesn't count the ones that get misdirected coming to me as a buyer. That's it's everything. It's been
you
a
need
problem.
To say, do you have a list of these?
A list?
Have you been recording them?
Oh, I have. But this is one of the reasons when I went to SmartPost, I switched to SmartPost back in 2013. When
Carl, we're going to have to end the show soon. So I got to wrap this up. So, do you have a list of these incidents?
Yeah.
Can you send it to me? I'll send it to Nate.
All right, I'll see about digging it up.
There's something wrong with your post office.
San Diego, the weather's always gorgeous. What excuse could they have?
Well, yes. San Diego Mount Carmel hub is a problem.
So send us.
I can tell you.
Let's get our contacts to do the work for you. Send me the list of these incidents so that he can forward it on to the USPS contact and they can handle it.
All right. Well, okay.
Send it to griffin@ebay.com.
I've been working with try different zip codes, which we have two different. So I was going to experiment with the secondary and see if that does anything.
Well, right. Maybe it will. But in the meantime, feel free, if you want, you don't have to, send them to me. But if you don't want to, that's okay.
All right.
Thank you, Carl.
All right, Carl,
Call us more often, Carl. We want to hear from you.
We do.
So, Griff, just say it again to people. Don't
stop worrying about acceptance scans. You drive yourself to drink. Just stop it. Just get your items in the mail. If you're having issues where even though you're putting your items in the mail and they're still not arriving on time, then contact me with the information. But stop worrying about acceptance scans. Jeez, people are driving themselves
nuts. Yeah, and now that we've got the ear of USPS,
yeah,
like Griff said, you can turn them in.
Right. But please don't call CS. The hours that you're going to waste talking to eBay's customer support about this are hours that you could have been focusing on your business listing and selling. It's wasted time. They can't help you with this. If you've got a post office, a local post office, which isn't operating up at the level that you believe they should, just send me the details and I'll send it to our contact. And then focus on your business.
Okay, I want you to calm down and we're going to read the events real fast. We're going to read the... No, we're happy you were...
We don't have time.
Well...
We got 1 minute. You can't read anything.
March 9th tomorrow, Chicago area eBay and e-commerce sellers group meetup from 6 to 9 p.m. Jimmy's Charhouse, Elk Grove.
Yeah.
And then on Thursday, March 10th, Raleigh e-commerce and eBay sellers group meetup from 6 to 8:30 at Panera Bread in Raleigh. And then on Friday, March 11th, Steel City eBay and e-commerce sellers group meetup from 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. Eaton Park Restaurant, Homestead, Pennsylvania. I got them all in, at least for this week.
I think you did a good job.
Thank you.
Lee. This segment was brought to you by Indicia. We'll be live again on Thursday, March 10th. We'll read the entire list. Ask Griffin Lee, 11 a.m. to p.m. Join us there. eBay Radio is produced by Voice Marketing Radio Syndication, Global Food for Thought.
What's wrong, Connie?
My eBay sales are way up, but I'm so busy listing and shipping, I can't keep up with my messages. I'm afraid I'm letting my customers down, and somebody's got to take Kyle to soccer.
You need Reply Manager.
What's Reply Manager?
It pulls emails from my messages and the Resolution Center, sorts them into folders, assigns category tags, and keeps track of conversation threads. I can even set up standard replies and auto responses.
Cool. Tell me more.
You don't need employees to use Reply Manager, but since I have some, I customize their access without giving them my eBay password.
I'm not sure I have time to learn my way around a new tool.
Reply Manager's easy. They'll help you set up your account one-on-one, and you can try it free for 15 days with no credit card. Tell you what, I'll take Kyle to soccer for you so you can get started at ReplyManager.com.
ReplyManager.com. Thanks.
Hello, eBay seller. We're the new kid on the block. We know when you source smarter, you sell better. That's a fact. So we've created a new service for eBay sellers. We're Bulk, spelled B-U-L-Q, but pronounced Bulk. At Bulk.com, we offer you a new, more comfortable way to buy wholesale goods. Our products come from major U.S. retailers who like to move excess, open box, customer returns, and salvage inventory quickly. Our pallets offer a complete manifest of every item, so you know exactly what you're getting. And some pallets are as low as $200. So you can start small and grow with us. Rest assured, we stand behind the accuracy of our manifests in both condition and composition. And we even handle the shipping to your home or office. Visit us at Bulk.com and browse our pallets like any new kid on the block. We want to meet you. Bulk.com. That's BULQ.com. The new way to buy liquidation goods.
When it comes to shipping software, you've got plenty of options. But only ShipStation has been voted the number one choice of online sellers. That's because ShipStation makes shipping faster and easier than anybody else. ShipStation lets you automate and customize pretty much everything, from importing and processing orders to mixing and matching carriers. You can brand shipping labels with your logo, product photos, FAQs, do wireless printing, and a lot more. You can even include a return label. You're not tied to your computer either. ShipStation lives in the cloud and offers the first shipping software mobile app, so you can ship from anywhere, anytime, at the discounted rates you've come to expect. Add it all up, and it's easy to see why ShipStation is number one among online sellers. Get a 30-day free trial at ShipStation.com.